take a look at or think about soil temperatures, frost free dates, and perhaps zones that we live in. Because I see people getting really anxious to get out there and get those plants, even folks buying tomato plants. Well, it's a little early. A year ago, the overnight temperature was 20 degrees. Some plants would certainly not survive that if they're just being put into the ground. So hang on to that a little bit. And if you think you want to get those first plants because, you know, maybe they won't be there later, well, remember, you'll have to take care of them at home, too, with sun and water and space to grow. So kind of take a second thought about that. I know we get really anxious. Now, if there are plants, why look at zone at this point? Well, if plants have a zone such as 4 or 3, they'll take a lot more cold weather than if they're a plant that is for zone 6. So taking a look at the label or the information about the zone that's appropriate for that plant may help you decide whether you're going to put it in earlier or later. And, you know, it's kind of risk management. We're not just talking about our one container plant or our garden or all of the bushes and shrubs and so on. We're also talking about the farmers with large fields. And, you know, the soil temperature and the zone and the frost-free dates are important to anybody who's trying to grow something outdoors. Well, first, soil temperature. Right now in Cass County and surrounding counties, the soil temperature is 57 degrees. That's at 4 inches. And, for instance, tomatoes really don't want to grow well until the soil temperature is about 65 degrees. So we've got a ways to go on that. And again, if you have plants that are hardier, maybe you could put them in. It's a matter of risk management. How much chance do you want to take? By the way, if you want to check on the soil temperature, well, you can go out and put a thermometer down, but you can go to your computer and search for soil temp in Iowa and look for the Iowa State University information. What about frost-free dates? That is based on, as well as the zone information, is based on average temperatures, the gathering of weather data for about 30 years. So in the information that's given, In our area, Cass and surrounding counties, April 30th is a date where you have a 50% chance of having the temperature freezing or not freezing. So you're taking a 50% chance if you put those plants in the ground about April 30th. The chance is much less, 10% chance after May 12th. So if you want to be more sure of those plants being able to get out there and not be frozen off, think about Mother's Day. That's May 9th this year. So that's kind of a good guide for us. And we'll probably have a lot less risk, a lot less chance of having those plants being frozen. And, of course, the frost-free dates will come out on the other end also when the first frost is expected. And again, you can find that information in various ways. So what about zone? Well, a zone, again, is based on weather averages. And Cass County and surrounding counties is now zoned as 5A. That means on the average, the lowest temperature in the winter is going to be between minus 15 and minus 20. How did that stack up this year? The next zone that's colder is 4B, and that average temperature is minus 20 to minus 25. So a little less risk in terms of putting those plants in the ground. Now, That hardiness zone, as I mentioned, is based on about a 30-year period in the past. It is not the lowest temperature, nor is it the highest temperature. It's the average. So we still may have, as we did this winter, temperatures that are lower than what that zone is indicated for. And so zones, as we've mentioned, zones, soil temperatures, and frost-free dates are all kinds of guides that we may want to take a look at. But there are many other factors. As gardeners, as farmers will tell you, there are so many other factors. So the temperature is just one of those factors that we want to think about as we think about our plants. Think about microclimates. If you're thinking about plants around your home or in putting in landscaping plants, microclimates. Some places are colder around your home and others are warmer. And a lot of that comes through experience of knowing what that is. Light, a great factor in terms of how your plants are going to thrive. Some plants, of course, take lots more light, at least 6 hours of sunshine a day, versus others are going to like much more shade. Another major factor in terms of how successful it's going to be, and you're going, yeah, right, that's right, soil moisture. Plants have a greatly different amount of requirement for moisture, and that can vary seasonably. Plants that might otherwise be hardy in our zone might be injured if the soil moisture is too low, especially in late autumn, and they enter dormancy while suffering moisture stress. That happens, it seems, in many trees and shrubs, and that's one of the recommendations is that we keep watering those plants into the fall. Or, of course, they may suffer if there's too much moisture also. Another is duration of exposure to cold. So we talked about those frost times. Well, is the temperature that 32 or whatever plant or whatever degree that plant can stand, maybe it's 28. For instance, pansies can have frost all over them and they'll still survive. But other plants would be very, very dead. So how long is that temperature going to be there? Does it reach 28 or 32 for an hour, or is it for 4 or 5 hours? That's going to also affect how long a plant can live. And humidity. High relative humidity limits cold damage by reducing moisture loss from the leaves, branches, and buds. But cold injury can be more severe if the humidity is low, and that's especially true for evergreens. So as you're selecting plants, whether they are trees or peas, seeds for peas, or plants that are already there for you to take home and plant, think about all of those varieties of things that could affect whether that plant is going to survive. And how much risk are you willing to take? If you put it out there, you've got your money and your time already invested, and it doesn't grow, well, are you going to start over or just say, nope, that's it for this year? So, again, that risk management factor. And, again, as you bring those plants home, remember, if you're not planting them out there, which we're suggesting that with most plants, probably isn't a good idea, then they need care. And I have found from my experience when I've had plants too soon and I try to take care of them, especially if there's a large number of them, it's really difficult to keep them in those little pots. They don't like those little pots. So between the light and the moisture and the space to grow, it's a challenge to keep those plants really in good shape. If you're one of those tomato growers, have you found you haven't gotten a planted right away and they get really tall and spindly? So all of those factors, well, however anxious we get to buy those plants, maybe take a second look at them and say, it's only the middle of April, not even quite the middle of April, and there's quite a few days before it's going to be really safe. So how much risk do I want to take? We want to love and enjoy all those plants, but sometimes we have to curb our enthusiasm and think about all the factors that are involved. Whatever, it will soon be time when we don't have to take that much risk and enjoy all the possibilities of flowers and vegetables and crops and see things grow. And so, until next time, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the only thing that you can grow is the thing you give energy to.